Now this morning, Andrew was quite keen to share a little bit about himself with you, the congregation, before obviously he takes his little role. And however, I'm not Michael Parkinson, but little does he know that I'm a teacher and teachers do their homework. And it's amazing who you meet on a night out last night. So, by way of a gentle introduction, maybe you could just share with us some of your favourites. So, favourite Bible story?
Ooh.
You've only got a limited amount of time, by the way.
Let me think. It's not that I don't know any.
I thought that would be an easy one. Sorry.
You would think a minister would know that off the top of his...
As a child, maybe.
As a child, I used to really like the story of Samuel, when God called out to Samuel when he was a boy, and
you're sorry, on mute.
I'm on mute. I do apologise. Who do I unmute?
Ah, there we go. Can everyone hear me now? There we go. What I did say before was, you would think a minister would know Bible stories off the top of his head. I do know them. I'm just struggling to think what is my favourite. I used to love the story of Samuel as a boy in the temple. It was at night and Samuel was called by God, but he didn't think it was at first God. He thought it was the high priest. But God called again and again, and eventually the priest said to Samuel to listen, and that was the voice of God, and that he should obey that and do what the Lord asked them to do.
Okay. So do you feel that you've maybe sort of replicated some of that in your life then?
I think that's definitely true. I think what kind of drew me to ministry was when I was a teenager, I was working on various Scripture Union camps and things. Did some leadership with them. And as I was doing it, people would often say to me, oh, they really appreciated the way that I prayed or that I led certain things or whatever. And it was just at the end of that summer, as I was doing a lot of that stuff, I was in church myself. The minister was preaching, and he said, "We've all been given gifts by God." And it was just at this time when I was thinking of all of this together, and he said, "How are we going to use? How can you use God?" And at that point, I felt in the same way, I suppose, that Samuel did, God's call on my life to serve Him, not just as we all do in our daily lives, but full time as a minister.
Okay. I was going to ask you about your journey to here. You've kind of touched on a little bit. I wasn't really meaning about your drive this morning. So maybe you could fill in a little bit of the gap between that calling and where you are today.
Yeah, sure. So that was a wee while ago. And then since then, I've tried to kind of get involved in more church things and try and explore that a bit. I did that through various different things in various churches, kind of helping out with summer missions or in schools or in youth groups in churches or in Bible studies and all that kind of stuff that goes on in churches. I also applied to the Church of Scotland system and went to university. Went to Edinburgh University for 4 years, studied there, did a Bachelor of Divinity. I then, after that, went down to London for 2 years to do some more training and to get some more experience working for a church. And there I met my wife, Susan, who's here today as well. And we got married in September, just past. And then after we got married, we moved up here. I tore her out of our home, poor girl, and brought her up to Scotland. And we settled down in Kinghorn as part of Kinghorn Parish Church.
Excellent. Maybe you could think of a favourite song?
Favourite song?
Maybe we're singing it today, I don't know.
I think one of my favourite songs has to be... I've forgotten the first line. Would you believe it? That is unbelievable. I'm a terrible singer as well. It's When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, which I think goes through really the heart of the Christian message, which is how God loved us, principally shown through Jesus on the cross. And it talks about how when we look at the cross, we see how God showed us his love in Christ on the cross. But not just that. It's not just that we hear the story of Christianity, true historical story of Christianity. The last verse talks about our response and what a wonderful thing it is that God has done for us in Christ, that even if the whole realm of creation was ours to give away, that wouldn't be a big and fitting enough response to the love that we've been shown by God in Christ on the cross. And I think that kind of sums up to me a lot of the Christian message.
Thank you. I'm sure we're all looking forward to hearing what Andrew has to lead us in. I've got a few slightly tongue-in-cheek questions here. So, city break or island retreat? Quick.
Well, I grew up in the Isle of Arran, so I do like islands. However, Susan also does quite like cities. So we have a kind of tension. So sometimes we kind of do the quiet stuff, but quite often we do both.
Oh, right, okay. I did think you might have gone for the islands. Some of you may not know that Andrew's dad's actually a minister on an island.
That's right.
I believe some of my inside information last night. Fishing or reading?
Fishing or reading? I don't think I've ever gone fishing my entire life. So I suppose, and I've probably read a book somewhere along the line, so I probably have to be reading.
Oh well, so you're obviously not following in your namesake's
way.
Travelling by boat, walking or donkey? Bit of a biblical reference
here. I spent a lot of time on boats as a child when I was on an island, and I feel I don't really need to do that anymore, so I'm quite happy on the solid ground on my own.
Good for a walk, excellent. Pizza or McDonald's?
McDonald's, I'm quite partial to Wee McFlurry actually.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Coffee. After the service downstairs, might get a biscuit if you're lucky. Spelling test or math test?
Oh, maths. I could barely string a sentence together at school. I was totally useless at any subject that didn't involve numbers.
Oh, well. And last one, again, some slightly inside information. Favourite colour, dark blue or orange tangerine?
Tangerine would be probably my favourite colour. I'm a Dundee United fan. Please don't hate me.
It's okay, we have no preferences in this church.
Okay.
Well, thank you for sharing with us, and we look forward to you sharing more later in the service. Now, if the boys and girls want to come down and sit down at the front, I'm sure Andrew's got a little story to tell you.
Thank you very much. Well, boys and girls, please do come down, and if you're a wee bit wary of who I am, please bring your mum and dad or whoever brought you to church as well. That'd be really nice. You're welcome down. Good stuff. All right, okay, let's have a seat. He is, well, I wouldn't want to say that. She said Ken was old and he often takes a seat. Well, boys and girls, how are you doing today? You doing all right? Yeah. Just kind of, yeah. Well, I've got to say, I'm really happy today because I'm in church and this is probably some of my favourite time of the whole week. I don't know if you got my name. My name's Mr. Barry. I'm just here this week. I'm from a church in Kinghorn. I don't know if any of you have ever been to Kinghorn before. Have you? Have you seen the beach there? Yeah, you have. It's a really nice... You have. Oh, well, there you go. It's a nice beach in Kinghorn. I'd say to you, you should come down. Maybe not just now, but maybe in the summer when it's a bit warmer, you should come down because it's really nice down there. Well, boys and girls, I have... got a couple of questions for you, if that's all right. Who can remember what they got for Christmas? Was that a long time ago? It feels like a long time ago to me. What did you get for Christmas?
PlayStation.
You got a PlayStation?
Lego.
A Lego PlayStation, wow. That's quite exciting. What did you get? A fire engine. Great. Cool, so you got some good stuff at Christmas. And has anyone had a birthday since Christmas?
Grandma.
Your grandma had a birthday. Well, I won't ask how old she was.
Jesus
had a birthday at Christmas. That's a good answer. So, none of you had a birthday. Anyone got a birthday coming up? Soon?
Me.
Yeah? What do you want for your birthday?
I don't know.
No, you don't know. I don't know about you boys and girls, but often I find, you know, we get presents at Christmas time and then we get presents at our birthday time as well. Did you? Wow. We often get presents, don't we? And that's really nice. But sometimes I find that even though maybe we've just got presents at Christmas time, which wasn't really that long ago, often we want more. You know, if you see an advert on TV and there's this really cool new toy, you think, oh, I really want that. And you know what? Actually, grown-ups can be a bit like that as well. Whether it's cars or iPads or whatever it is, grown-ups can just be as bad. But interestingly... You got Buzz Lightyear. Wow, I bet that was really good.
Buzz Lightyear a very, very long time ago.
Good. Well, when you boys and girls go out to Sunday school today, we're going to be talking about a story that Jesus told. And this story that Jesus told was about a man who had lots of farm and lots of fields, and he grew crops, and he grew lots and lots and lots of crops. He grew so many crops that he didn't know what to do with them. And this man said, what am I going to do with all my crops? I've got so much stuff, I don't know what to do with it. And he said, I've got all this stuff, it's all mine, and I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm going to build all these big, massive barns so that I can keep my stuff in it. And he said, well, actually, because I've got all this stuff, I'm just going to take life easy now. I'm going to put my feet up. I'm going to take life easy. Well, although he had all this stuff, actually, Jesus said quite a strange thing, really, at the end. He said that even though this man was successful, he had lots of stuff, he wasn't rich before God. Now, boys and girls, I don't know what you think about that, but Jesus said not the way to be rich with God is not just to have lots of stuff. That doesn't really matter. The way to be rich with God is to believe in him. And maybe you don't think that being rich before God's an important thing, but if you do believe in Jesus and we are rich before God, you know, we actually have so much more than if we had all the toys we ever wanted. We have not just stuff, and you know how sometimes toys can break or we lose them, or they're not as good, or we get fed up with them. If we believe in Jesus, we have a relationship with God, which is a relationship which is perfect, with a person who will never let us down, who will never walk away from us, who we can always call upon. We also promised that we'll be able to live with him forever and ever and ever and ever, which is great news, isn't it? So I'm really glad that you've listened to me, boys and girls, and I hope you're able to think about maybe what it is to be rich with God. And if you get a chance, on your way home maybe, or this afternoon, you could ask your mum or dad or whoever brought you here to church today what they were talking about in church and what they thought about it, about what being rich before God is like.